I don't know what we need to do with cunt rules everything around me, but I can't believe that we've never said or done anything with that before.
We need to. It has to be like, instead of like a straight out of Compton meme with Jen's face, it'll be like a Cream meme with Jen's face.
Oh my god.
So what do you call your boobs then? Like Method Man and Red Man?
They're Cypress Hill, baby. This is RZA and this is GZA.
An old dirty bastard. That would, I guess that'd be your asshole.
Yeah,
would be the old dirty
that'd
bastard.
Be old dirty bastard.
And you don't want to mess with old dirty bastard.
He rarely gets any play.
We leave ODB alone. He comes out only, nothing in.
Yeah, because it's hitting things that, just FYI, I can hit also.
Okay.
I've got big hands. I have big feet, too, so where is it? There it is.
I really don't want you doing anything with your feet.
I'm saying it's proportionate, is what I'm saying. I get shit done.
Dick, too?
I'd probably be very well endowed. If that myth is true, then I'd be pleasing the ladies on both sides. Wow. Wow. Yeah, welcome back to Mouthy Broadcast, everybody.
I have big feet.
Talking more about Jen's big feet.
Anal.
Boom.
Just jumping right into it this time. So, yeah, welcome back. I'm Jenny.
I'm Jen.
I'm Lauren.
So, God, where are we going to start with this show? Lauren, tell us your story.
About the porn? Okay. Dude, I had to stop watching porn. For
Why?
A little while.
She rubbed
it across
wrong.
I came across this video and, you know, I was just searching for whatever tickles my fancy. And if you're like me, sometimes you like to watch yourself in porn.
Yeah. Wait, you're like a cam girl? Is that what you're saying?
No. I think I'd be good at it, but I'm not.
Good to know.
I clicked on a porn that was titled Big Titted MILF.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with this.
I was like, you know, that, sometimes let me see how I do.
So like you're putting yourself in that situation. You're imagining yourself in that porn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so, I click on the video and there's no sex yet. It's just dialogue, but it's a woman and a younger guy. And she's like, no, you need to get out of my bedroom now. Your father's going to be home. And then she says to him, no, son, I said no, enough is enough. We can't do this anymore.
Oh, what?
And he said, but mom, please. And I like deleted my entire history, closed everything down, shut down. I was like, I can't believe that was on. Like,
wow.
You know, what I like, I could like, and I guess if my volume had been down. Lesson learned, because I'm sure they weren't actually related in real life.
I'd hope not.
Well, but
yeah,
I mean, it ruined me. I was like, I can't even watch porn. I can't even.
Yeah, you get to the point where you just feel dirty and you're just like,
it was disgusting. It was, I couldn't believe it. And thank God I didn't, you know, they weren't in the middle of it when they started talking, because then I really would have been scarred for life. And it, you know, it makes me sad because I'm in my 30s and that scarred me. Like, what's happening to little kids that are watching shit now
and
on their phones?
You're going through
tablets.
A dry spell, so you can't really be affording to, you know, not look at porn right now. Like, you need
the
porn.
Oh, yeah, but I
life.
Haven't since then.
Really? How long has this been now?
Maybe 2 months.
Jesus wow. Christ.
I'm working on the mental spank bank right now. It's running dry, too. The well is emptying out.
I can provide new material.
I would love it.
Okay.
You know, I can't watch. Now, maybe, Jen, maybe you can tell me, like, what kind of porn you like to watch, because
she's making a list for later.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I like,
you guys get warmed up.
I mean, I'm, you know, I'm being pretty open right now. I'm not opposed to
Like a ham sandwich. You know,
I'm not opposed. I'm not opposed to diving headfirst into a ham sandwich. I'm not. But lesbian porn, I find pretty repulsive because it's man produced.
You are absolutely right.
Lesbian it porn. Is. It's these women just like rubbing their boobs together, yes. scissoring, saying, "Ooh, ah, oh, we're so beautiful." And, you know, tossing their
lesbian porn does
gorgeous hair and manicured nails and yep. fake plastic boobies. Yep. No, that I don't want to see that. Like, I think if I saw two sensual women actually going at it, banging each other's boxes, as Miley would put it, it'd probably be pretty hot. But I don't find it appealing.
Lesbian porn does yeah. absolutely nothing for me because of everything mm-hmm. that you just said. Mm-hmm. It is right. not, it's not real. It's not what genuinely happens. And if I'm watching right. porn, it's because I want to see some dirty shit.
So, I love watching amateur shit.
Yeah.
And you can't find day. Good amateur right. shit.
And that, cause that's like, everyday real life is we're all yeah. fucking amateurs. Well, right. I'm not, but wink, wink.
Of course.
Of course. No, the amateur shit is good because then you kind of, you see people that look normal. Like you don't see the
right.
the plastic. Well,
like
boobs.
I said, you want to see yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to turn on a porn and see like, man, that could be me. I could be getting eaten out like that right now. Why am I not?
Like, oh, because I'm on my couch. That's why.
No, I had a brilliant idea one day where I started a Tumblr that I call my spank bank, and I just save links and reblog or whatever all the stuff that, you know, when I'm looking for porn, I sometimes certain things strike your fancy or whatever, you know, so I just save a list of it so that later on I don't have to like go digging through the wilds of porn out on the internet.
The like, wilds.
Like if I just want to bang one out like real quick, I just go to my spank bank of links and gifs and stuff. And
you can do that on Tumblr?
Oh yeah.
So like you keep it private or?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's actually, I mean, it's technically public. Like if you had my email address, you could find it or something like
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. Okay.
And people like occasionally reblog or something like that, but my name's but not on it. It's not like associated with me whatsoever.
And as long as it's in link form, Twitter or Tumblr doesn't ban you.
No, Tumblr doesn't give a shit.
Okay.
Tumblr, like at one point, I think that they started cracking down on that sort of thing, but then what they do now is they just don't list it. If like you can't search Tumblr for the porn, like you have to go on Google and Google will find it for you, and then you just like you end up just kind of following.
So
Tumblr's.
If I googled Jay-Z spank bank,
I'll send you the link. I'll post it in the show notes.
It's good stuff. I mean, I would appreciate it, and I can guarantee that there's no incest happening.
No, there's which no would incest. Be good. There is no yeah. incest. So
it's good to know about you. You've got morals.
Some,
just enough.
Yeah, yeah, just barely. So, yeah. I don't yeah. know. Jesus Christ.
Apparently, I had an incident where I forgot to clear my search history before that incident happened.
Uh-oh.
Did you leave it on your phone and, like, open it up at the grocery store?
No, it's a little worse.
And the volume is all the way
cash
up.
Cash or credit.
All right, so I'm just going to come out with it, and hopefully nobody who really knows us is listening, and if they are, just, you know, keep this to yourself. So
you have a dick.
No, my son is going through puberty, everybody. Congratulations. Yay. Welcome to sticky sheets and
socks. Dusty
socks. And
oh.
I just saw this scene in, it was a clip from Bridesmaids and that I had forgotten about. And then somebody just brought it up and I was like, oh my God. Where she says, it's the blonde, Wendy McClellan Levy. Wendy McClendon Levy? I forget her name. Anyway.
Wendy's McDonald's Burger King. That's her name.
She's talking about how she has three teenage boys, and she says, I cracked a blanket in half. Do you understand what I'm saying? Cracked it in half. And we're kind of getting there. And at this point, there's absolutely nothing I can do to keep him from looking at porn. You know, he has an iPad. I could block it on his iPad. I could turn off Wi-Fi when I'm not home. But he's going to find it somewhere. And I kind of would rather have open, honest discussions with him mm-hmm. about pornography and about dangers of it than have him go look at something at school, get suspended from school because right. that's the only place he could see it. I mean, he's a 12-year-old curious kid. It's going to happen.
Just
it's
don't
out
let
there.
Him fuck a book bag at school. That's a no-no.
Well, what I told him was, don't look at any sites with streaming things. I said, it's going to scar you. You're going to see something you don't want to see. All right? Like, I know you understand how sex works. I know you understand all this, but it's a fantasy. It's not real. These are movies. It's not real life. And just like you would watch a movie about murdering somebody, but you would never do it in real life, or you would play a video game about killing somebody, but you'd never do it in real life. There are really awful, you know, pornographic movies out there that act out terrible scenes that are not real life. And it's actors and actresses doing this, and it's not real. And it doesn't mean that anybody in real life is going to enjoy any of it. And I tried to explain to him just how much he could be scarred by it, you know, at such a young, impressionable mm-hmm. age.
You're such a responsible parent.
Oh. I'm trying to be I know that he's going to look at porn. Yeah. I know there's nothing I can do to stop him. So I told him, I was like, look, I suggest look up still images. You like to look at boobs? You like to look at, you know, other things? Go ahead. Look up still images mm-hmm. on Google. Clear your history when you're done so that if anybody is to happen onto your iPad, you know, your little cousin or something, or if you take your iPad to school, nothing comes up and gets you in
incognito
trouble.
Mode, man. Yeah.
Right. Well, and I mentioned incognito mode, but I didn't go into it too much. Well, he was on his iPad the other day, and I forget what I said. I asked him, we both now have our own YouTube accounts because I was really tired of playing music on YouTube and then getting suggestions to watch people play Minecraft videos. So I was like, you need your own YouTube account. I don't want your suggestions coming up anymore. And I asked him, I said, are you on your YouTube account today? He goes, yes. And I was like, oh, good. And he's like, and you know, Mom, you need to be careful about what you're logged into too. I said, what are you talking about? And he's like, there was a streaming ad running in the background. And I was like, no, there wasn't. It wasn't mine.
That wasn't mine, I swear.
And he said, holding it for a friend. I don't look at those things, Mom. I walked away, red in the face with I don't know what you're talking about.
What was it that was on?
I have no idea. I don't know when it was. And I came back and I said, okay,
you got me. Everybody watches porn. You know it, don't you? He goes, yeah, I know. I said, well, I usually use incognito mode, so nothing should show up in search history. And he just told me, he said, well, something was running in the background. I closed it. And then I went to clear the search history. And there were things in search history that I didn't search for.
Whoops.
Wah, wah.
I remember why this came up. I remember why it came up now. It was, Jenny, it was right after we recorded the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And he grabbed my phone. I got a group text, and he grabbed my phone. And I was like, don't look at it. It could be a picture of a ham sandwich. That's what it was. I was like, don't. And I told him, I said, look, don't look at my phone. People send me bad things. Yeah. And out of context, it wouldn't.
Fucking Tommy V. I had to turn off notifications, like pop-up notifications on my text.
Oh, yeah.
Because of him.
Right.
Because he would just randomly send me boobs and stuff. And we're at Tidewater Comic Con and I'm getting text messages with boobs all over them.
Like little kids all around the table. Like, what's after who?
For my, for the register. So when somebody has a credit card, I swipe it through on Square and it's connected to my phone. So they might be signing their signature on my screen. And then just, oh, here's some boobs.
That's
here's
awesome.
Some lady getting eaten out under the table. Thanks, Tommy V. Well, I'm glad that you worked through this awkward moment with your son.
Well, he told me that there were some things in my search history, and I was thinking, like, well, I search for all kinds of terrible shit when I'm, like, talking to my friends, but I don't, like, I don't search for anything to look at as porn.
God.
You know.
Well, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with an email that we got as a response to one of our last shows. So, yeah. Spicy.
Are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then we'll begin.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor.
Each week, we and our guests have an uncensored discussion about an episode of the hit BBC series Doctor Who, starting with the 2005 reboot.
Occasionally, we'll cross the time streams and talk about one of the classic episodes.
We like to have a little bit of fun with it. We're not super serious about anything, especially Doctor Who.
We take a lighthearted look at Doctor Who because we love the show, and so do you. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm not wearing underwear. How about you?
No.
That's our show. Yeah, baby. So join us at PlayingDoctorPodcast.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter.
Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS thing.
What the hell's an RSS thing?
We have one site.
All right, we're back, everybody. So a couple weeks ago, we had a discussion with our friend Peter.
Peter.
And we talked about dick pics from Plenty of Fish and, you know, online dating shit. So we get an email from one of our listeners who asked to be anonymous.
She signed it something. I think we should...
Well, I'll get to that. Okay. Dear Broads, after listening to your discussion about dick pics and online dating, I felt the need to share my worst incident in the online dating scene. I received a message from, quote, Joe, and it made me laugh right away. He seemed like a much better option than anyone else who had contacted me, and the messages continued to make me laugh for about a week before we eventually exchanged numbers. During the first phone call, I knew it wouldn't go anywhere with Joe. He was too full of himself, really liked gins. I guess he likes gin and tonic. guns. And made a comment about never wanting to date a black girl. Whoa. So he's racist.
We're off to a good start.
I mean, why would I waste my time with a guy who thinks he's above Beyonce?
Good, excellent point.
I think most guys would like to be above Beyonce.
I mean, just like think of all the gorgeous women of color that you're excluding right there. Beyonce, Rihanna, 1998 Tyra Banks, 1992 Janet Jackson.
Like, you know? I get not, you know, having a preference for, you know, certain
1967 Nichelle Nichols.
Right, but you
got Ben still in the room? Because I mean, he might just rage flip a table if we mention that.
So they continue, for some unexplained reason, I did not cut it off right then. probably because like they threatened to turn him into the clan or something. I don't know. But they tried to during the next conversation. I don't see this going anywhere. I don't think we're a good match, I explained. But he suggested we didn't need to be a good match. We just need to have great sex a few times and call it quits before we started hating each other. Sounds like a fucking winner.
Wow.
That might be the way to go. I had no other prospects at the time and was getting pretty desperate for some action, so I agreed, as we all have done in our lives at some point.
Especially when you cut porn out of your life.
We both had very busy schedules and there was no time available for us to actually get together for a sexual encounter, but we talked on the phone a few times. The next conversation after that was really steamy. Lots of heavy breathing, if you catch my drift. You know, like that heavy
like
breathing.
Like there was an asthma attack happening.
Fucking, so this was Darth Vader, is what I'm reading.
What are you wearing?
That was more of a Batman voice, but that's okay.
Luke, I'm coming.
Not more of that incestual shit. Come on now. Let's not go back to that.
Just sticking with the theme.
I sent a total of 3 pictures. First, I was in a bra. The second, the bra was gone. The third pic, I didn't send until the next day. He texted me asking if I was shaved, and I responded with a very quick, very dainty picture of my well-manicured lady purse. I skipped a line, and it went really weird. I almost said Lady Eagle. I feel it's emphasis.
Lady purse is a good euphemism.
I like it. Yeah, I think it kind of worked, but it took me by surprise for a second because I was like, I've never heard that one.
Lady Eagle.
Squeak. Lady Eagle.
No, that's not a good eagle.
Oh, that's scary. That's frightening. Look at the wingspan on that pussy. Shit.
That's one I would not go in.
You got a wingspan.
No.
Deep sea floundering.
Okay. A very dainty picture of my well-manicured lady purse. I feel it's necessary to emphasize I was not spread eagle, nor was the picture super zoom in close up. It was a very simple, pulled on the panty, show some hairless outer labia, hit send kind of thing. I hope we've all been there, but if not, that's why this is anonymous. I think the last time I did this, actually, like, it was Polaroids. Like, it was that long ago.
No judgment from me here. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Exactly. Anyway, a few days later, there's another phone call. Somehow, he comes right out and says, I don't like black people. Again, fucking winner. I think he's running for president right now. I asked if he was kidding, but he was completely serious. I told him I didn't think I could sex him anymore unless I suggested.
I can't sex you anymore.
You think it's a good idea to spew off hateful bullshit while I hate fuck you? What? Wait. I asked if he was kidding, but he was completely serious. I told him I didn't think I could sex him anymore unless I suggested you think it's a good idea to spew off hateful bullshit while I hate fuck you.
That's in quotes. That's a dialogue. That's what she said to him. Like, do you think it's a good idea to spew off hateful bullshit while I hate fuck you?
Okay. That
right? Yeah. Like she's saying, like, if you want to be a racist asshole, we could have hate sex. That's what she's saying. I like how this girl thinks.
There's like some Civil War role play, I think, that could be done here.
Oh my God, that's so disgusting. But yes.
4 score. Yeah. You could emancipate my proclamation. You know, no, I have no idea what the fuck. Okay, so he kept talking and said he liked saying controversial things to instigate his enemies. I explained I don't have any enemies. He accused me of being a hippie, but added, I don't mind as long as you shave. I quit back. Well, you've seen my pictures. So it sounds like this person had like a full forest going on in this picture. His response.
No. She said it was shave. She said it was well manicured.
Okay. Well manicured. Okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
You could have a well manicured bush.
Bush. I don't know. I mean, maybe she did. Who knows? But
she put a design. Maybe her design was an eagle.
An American flag.
And an American flag. Merga.
He would have been totally into that, I'm sure.
America in my pants.
What if she had black pubes? Maybe he was afraid of that.
Maybe. You're going to need to dye your pubes blonde.
Must be Aryan. I'm a blue-eyed clit only. What?
Okay, so she says, well, you see my pictures. His response is the worst thing that I could ever have heard. Yeah, about that. Boob pics are great, but there's a line between tasteful and pornographic. I don't really need to see the results of your latest pap smear.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it said not spread eagle. The lady eagle was not spread. So what the fuck is his problem?
He's afraid of pussy.
Wasn't he the one that he initiated the idea of hate sex before, you know, calling it off altogether?
I mean, that's it's so weird because
like all of a sudden he's got morals and he's like, oh, well, you shouldn't have sent me your lady bits.
What the fuck is that? I mean, it didn't sound like it was, you know, not asked for. Like they were getting steamy. It was.
I wonder if he ever reciprocated. Like, was she sending pics?
Oh.
It says she sent them.
But yeah,
it doesn't say if he did.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. We might need to get a follow-up from this.
All right, Anonymous.
Yeah.
I need to know. I need to understand.
So they say, I told him we were definitely over. He very angrily told me to fuck off, hung up the phone, and sent me a text telling me it was blocked on the dating site. Well, fucking good riddance. Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. Wow. Right. Bye, Felicia.
I knew I should have ended it sooner, but what's a desperate girl to do? Your fan, Thirsty Girl, 79. Yeah.
She never says if he sent a pic.
No.
It seems like
it sounds like it was just her.
And the way she's talking about the vag pic, she says hairless outer labia.
That is true. So it's not just
She's well shaved. She's well shaven. She's not. No, she's like ready to go. And he's straight up telling her that a picture of a vagina is dirty and pornographic.
He sounds like a fucking prude.
He sounds like he's afraid of pussy.
So he's gay?
I think he'll fuck it if he doesn't have to see it. And I think he's
not going to go down.
I think he's probably the way she described the racism. She doesn't say if he talked about gays or not. But I'm guessing he wouldn't. I'm guessing he's one of those who's anti-gay because he's gay.
Yes.
That's exactly
what I was
saying. So he'll fuck a warm, dark spot if he doesn't have to lick it first.
Yep. Yeah. Or, if he doesn't have to look at it, period.
Right.
Stick it in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Glory hole.
Glory hole.
I bet he goes to the glory holes.
He does go to glory holes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, either way.
He's a glory hole.
He's one of those, oh, the dude sucking my dick, I'm not gay. The dude who's sucking my dick is gay. He's one of those guys.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it's very good riddance to this motherfucker.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it sounds like if he's going to play some mind games early on, like, no, I didn't ask for your picture. I'm going to put you down. Right from the fucking beginning.
You feel like a dirty whore, even though I initiated the idea to begin with.
Right.
So, fuck him for slut shaming and good riddance and got out.
Everybody's got a.
I still can't believe he said the results of your latest pap smear.
It's not like.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Seriously. Seriously. I kind of want to ask Thirsty Girl to share the picture with us.
Yeah. Okay.
Let us judge. Like, tell us if it was artistic or pornographic.
Thirsty Girl, send us a picture of your ham sandwich. Let's see it. Let's take a little break and we'll see if she sends a picture in the break. We'll look at it.
Why can't I live my life in one whole day? Flowers on my grave. You can't believe the things that I say. That's why I run away. You don't get what you want.
great hall of RA Comics Network, there are assembled the world's greatest podcasters, created from the cosmic legends of the universe. Bob France of Dork Trek, Ben McCormick of Playing Doctor Podcast. Their mission, to bring you a show dedicated to fun, geek culture, and to serve all mankind. These are the Power Geeks. For more information, check out facebook.com/thepowergeeks.
I've given a reluctant blowjob before. Oh. Talking about reluctant sex.
Lady boner gone.
See, but here's the thing. Like, if I go down on a woman, it's not going to be reluctantly. It's going to be like, all right, let's do this! Ready!
You'd be like every other straight girl, I don't know what to do!
No, I think I'll figure it out.
Exactly what I said. You have the same parts. You know what you like.
And as long as, okay, because I know when I'm with a man who doesn't have the same parts, and we all know every woman is different regardless, there's a lot of direction and interaction and no, effect. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for that from you.
Warmer, colder, yeah. Colder. Oh,
that was a direct invitation. Did you get that?
Yeah.
That was a direct invitation. Yo! Dinner, quote unquote. We will have dinner. By dinner, I mean sex.
We'll eat out, and we'll also get some food. I got that one from the Dead Bedouins, by the way.
I miss those guys. I haven't been able to listen to any podcast for like 2 months.
I thought they were still on hiatus.
I have no idea.
If not, I'll get way back into listening to podcasts like I used to just for them. I miss
them
too.
That's how bad I've been at listening to podcasts lately, because I just can't listen to them at work. And so yeah. I don't even know who's on break or who's back, whatever.
I do feel like, though, since they went on break, we kind of picked up the slack for the dirty podcast.
Yeah. Well, we have to. Somebody.
We had to. Somebody's got to fill those shoes. They're big shoes to fill.
Yeah, baby.
But I think we're doing it.
Yeah. We are doing it. Wink, wink.
Also, I feel like the word hiatus sounds dirty. I have no idea why. Like, it almost sounds like anus.
It does. It's like you're eating an ass that's like way up high on a ladder.
I got to get to my hiatus. I got to get to it.
I don't think we did very well with that one, though.
But we have to introduce Jen to our new game, which is our Urban Dictionary challenge.
Okay.
Basically, okay, you know how Urban Dictionary has all these phrases and words that, you know, describe something dirty or describe something disgusting or whatever.
Yeah.
And half the time, like, I'm not even sure if it's really a thing or somebody just made it up and put it on Urban Dictionary, because I have done that, basically. Like, well, it was a term from Dork Trek that we used to use all the time, and I submitted it and it got approved. So our thing has been lately, if you hear something that sounds dirty, that sounds disgusting, that could be misinterpreted, we want to try to come up with definitions and put it up on Urban Dictionary.
Awesome. Okay.
So the one that we came up with this week, there's a restaurant that serves buffalo wings, and it is called the Dirty Buffalo.
Yeah.
And it sounds like something
absolutely
obscene.
Absolutely.
So my challenge to you guys is to come up with a definition for dirty buffalo.
Okay. Oh, my mind's going already.
Oh, am I supposed to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Oh, we're doing it right on the spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're up. I had it because you. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
We have to come up with a new one now.
Shit. But I thought I had a good one.
It does have to do with shit, more than likely.
It absolutely has to do with shit.
I've got one. I can go first if you want me to.
Yes, please.
Okay, so a dirty buffalo is where you have
a partner that has more hair than normal, and mm-hmm. they take a shit and want to lie in it while you fuck them in the ass. Dirty Buffalo.
See, I think mine was kind of going in a similar direction. I mean, because there's definitely shit and definitely fucking going on in this definition.
Oh, I've got another one. Oh, my mind's going.
I'm thinking that this is when somebody fucks you in the ass.
Oh, you're going exactly where my head's going.
Somebody fucks you in the ass. They pull out, fuck you in the vagina.
Ew! And oh, then fuck no.
You climb up on top of them and peg them.
Oh, wow. Well, we kind of were on the same road.
Holy shit. Took a different turn at the end there, but it's basically in the direction that I was
thinking. I was going to go, you're fucking somebody in the ass, and when you pull out, they instantaneously shit all over you. Dirty
all
buffalo.
It has to be all over your back, because like the buffalo has the hump back.
Yep.
Back.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, oh, you're fucking them in the ass with like a double-ended dildo, and then you shit over each other. That's what it is. It's double-ended dildo. One up, one down. Riding it, riding it, riding it. And of course, the one is backwards. Right. Oh, yeah. So we got a reverse cowgirl on the double dildo. Somebody face down with the double dildo in their ass. Both of them in the ass, jumping up and down.
They're going butt to butt.
Butt to butt. Butt to butt, double into dildo, and then pull out, and then
shit on
double shit on each other.
That's a lot of shit you just indicated.
A cascade of shit.
God, that was like
all over backs.
That was a waterfall of shit. That was like a cannon of shit.
I think so.
I like it. I like it.
I like
submit
both times that we've done this. It's come back to shit. Like shit has been.
It's always about shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, this is what I said the first time you said it to me.
Okay.
We're letting our fans behind the curtain here. Jenny messaged me, hey, how about Dirty Buffalo for the next Urban Dictionary? And I immediately came back with a response. That's when you peg a guy. When you're done, you leave the strap on. He rolls over. You climb on his cock and ride him while the ass tainted strap on flops up and down on his stomach.
That's it. That's the one.
That is a dirty buffalo.
And it came to me as I typed it. Jenny said, dirty buffalo challenge. And I was like, oh yeah. And then this, and then that, and then there we go.
And I think when you sent it to me, I read it, but I intentionally tried to not remember it. So
right.
I come up with my own.
Well, I'm glad that
that's
I one. Forgot it. You forgot it. I came up with another one. You know, both of you had your own, and then we came full circle back to it.
We got to have another one. Got to have another one. Like, we tried this last time and it totally didn't work.
I got one. I have one.
What you got?
I've got an English-related Urban Dictionary.
Oh.
Glyph hack the couch portal.
Whoa. That sounds like you need to be in shape to do that. There's acrobatics involved.
I'm thinking that this is... it has something to do with masturbation. It absolutely has to do with masturbation for me. And I think it's like...
Portal definitely has to be an orifice.
Oh, yeah.
Say badger ass.
Say the whole thing again.
Glyph hack the couch portal.
She turns me on when she says that.
Maybe it could even be glyph hack my couch portal.
That's where I was going with that. All right, I'm done. Bye.
So right. Let's say I want to hear yours first because you're not an English player. So
it'll be completely open to interpretation.
Like foreign to me. Wow. I almost like the first thing that popped into my mind is that if we're going in the masturbation direction, that someone is doing that for you. But then that's just random and routine. So I've got to work on that.
See, this is my thinking, because a couch portal in Ingress is when you don't have to go anywhere to go to a portal. Like, I technically have a couch portal because I can sit right here and play Ingress without moving my fat ass out of the house.
I'm on a couch portal right now, in range with the hack button. I'm still 20 seconds away from my next hack, though.
So to me, that's very lazy because
this is my couch portal.
the couch portal, or the normally the point of the game is to go walk and get exercise and do things.
But that's why you're glyph hacking.
So
because a regular hack is just you tap the hack button. A glyph hack is like you have to play a Simon memory game in order to get more gear.
Okay.
So to use your fingers and get all fancy with it.
Tracing
shapes and stuff.
I've got it. I think this is masturbating in your living room without any kind of visual assistance whatsoever. There's no porn. There's no TV. There's nothing involved. You're just sitting there and you just say, you know what?
No toys either.
Yeah, no
toys. Because it's all manual finger stimulation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Chaos. Enlighten.
Portal.
Contemplate. Or can you?
This all makes sense to English players.
I know. I'm totally lost here.
It's like using your tongue to write the alphabet.
Yeah.
Because the glyphs are shapes that you have to trace with your finger.
So you're tracing these shapes as a form of masturbation
on your clit. Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. I just realized I haven't hacked anything today. So if I lose my daily hack streak because of the show, I would be really pissed.
When was the last time you hacked something?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I went out sometime yesterday and I don't remember when. I think if I do it like right after the show, it'd be fun. Now we're totally losing the audience.
I think we already lost them when we were talking about tracing the alphabet with their tongues on Jen's clit.
Yeah. No, they were.
I think we got them back.
Yeah. Oh, well, we probably need to wrap this up anyway. Did you ever come up with something?
No, I'm just going to defer to you guys on that one. You are the Ingress Masters, Baiters.
Oh, hey-o.
Yes. Yes.
You're welcome.
All right. So, yeah, give us a call at 757-541-CUNT. If you have a challenge word for us to come up with a definition, or if you have a better definition.
A better definition, yeah.
Or if you have a great story about a guy telling you he doesn't want to see your pap smear when you show him your vag, tell us that too. Or if you want to share that picture of your vag so Jen can judge.
Let me be the judge. And jury. An executioner.
That sounds kind of psychotic, actually. So anyway, we're at MouthyBroadcast.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter at MouthyBroadcast. Leave us a rating and review on Stitcher and iTunes. And we'll love you forever. Bye, everybody.
Peace out.
Oh, I should have asked if lesbians are into anal.
I think some lesbians are into anal. I remember, back in the day, I used to sneak out of my bedroom late at night and watch HBO Real Sex, as I think a lot of people my age range right. did. And I remember seeing a small segment about, it was like an anal seminar where like you could go and like there was a sex therapist leading the group and everybody was there practicing different methods of anal
interaction. So it's basically a giant orgy.
It's a giant, well, no, because they weren't touching each other. They were just all trying out on themselves. And, you know, like the instructor would come around and check on, oh, well, how's this one working for you? Did you try this one yet? And it was very, you know, kind of clinical and very clean. But she had said that the couples who would come to her were mostly heterosexual and then lesbian. And then every once in a while, a gay male couple would come to
on her face.
Get the, to get the, to have the class taught to them. But I think that the reason why gay men wouldn't go to this class would be they probably stuck everything up their butts already that they wanted. That was a really homophobic thing I just said. I didn't mean it to come out like that.
They don't need to be taught how to have anal.
I think they kind of know how to have anal. I think they're all right with it.
Right.
Well, but wait, I don't know what this conversation started out like, but everybody knows how to have sex. It's just how can I take what I know to do and make it more sensual?
I was wondering if lesbians are into anal, and I didn't think about this question until just now.
I think if you have a woman that already likes penetration and then she likes to
explore, then mm-hmm. the answer would be
so
yes.
It just depends yeah. on the person. It's not like
right.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, no. What's your? I mean, what you like sexually has nothing to do with your sexual preference.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
all... just like there, just like there are men who like their ass to be penetrated, and they're only attracted to women. You right. know, they're not gay.
Yes,
right.
they are.
Right. Sure, Lauren.
Right. Well, he told me he wasn't. I just.